told my wife, Marilyn, and my daughter-in-law, Casey, that I'm glad that Dad and the quartet were doing all the singing because I couldn't do it right now. The world has now lost one of its best and most brilliant stars now that Dad has passed away. Dad said repeatedly during his life that he wanted his funeral to be a celebration. Well, Dad, I'm doing the best I can today. I think I will probably celebrate his life by remembering the good times we had day to day and the months and years to come. He is now in heaven, which is cause for high celebration. So while we all mourn and miss his presence here, at this moment, he is probably reserving a space on the fireplace mantle of his new mansion for fishing trophies. I look around his house, and I see his hand in almost everything there. The deck he built, the barn, the patio, the overhead vine thingy, the funny stuff such as the tree face, other things like the little things like the benches he built and the little conveniences he created. He was a man who really enjoyed working with his hands. Dad was a nutcase. I know that no one here can deny he was a happy, joyful man who never knew a stranger. He had an especially accepting manner that had a wonderful effect on both people and animals. I have observed on more than one occasion how he was able to draw out even the most introverted person. He enjoyed a good laugh, as some of you who fell victim to the walnut shell under the toilet seat prank know, as well as many other friends and family alike who were his other targets. He loved nature and constantly observed the evidence of God and its beauty. He was, as you've heard already, an avid fisherman, always betting who would catch the first, the biggest, and the most fish. Probably not a wise thing to bet against him. Lowell may have a different opinion. Grandma usually won the biggest tomato contest. I was too young to remember, but I'm told that he and Mom used to take the family on nature walks so that we, too, might also learn to appreciate creation. The mountains of New Mexico and Colorado held special fascination for him for their extraordinary beauty and the chance to go fishing at the numerous lakes and rivers. I will never again be able to look at a forest or smell the fragrance of a pinon pine tree without thinking of him. As you've been hearing, music is something my dad especially enjoyed and appreciated. From church choir to barbershop chorus and quartet to some of the latest, for him, music, he appreciated and was gifted to perform much of the music he loved. I will always remember singing with him in the Singing Plainsman Barbershop Chorus, and being especially proud of my dad as he stood on stage with Lowell Cadell, Don Harrigan, Lynn Webster, and Joe Gooden, entertaining large crowds with the Fat Girl song and other favorites. Also singing together in the Mall and the Night Visitors at St. Luke's as a very young child, almost 40 years ago. Both my mother and my father were instrumental in bringing the beauty of music into my life. But without a doubt, Dad played the largest role when he got me involved in the St. Luke's Boys Choir and then later the Barbershop Chorus. Sometime after the second time he was treated for prostate cancer, I spoke with him about my own love for music, and I was able to express thankfulness to him for placing the gift of music into my life. Dad wasn't nearby day to day for much of my life growing up, but when I got to spend time with him, the things he taught me were invaluable. Try it. You might like it. Don't hit girls. A gentleman never kisses and tells. Be the solution and not the problem. Your watch is wrong. You need to soak that thing in vinegar. Stop judging your stepfather. It takes a lot of guts to step into a family where there are already six children. Dad had some not so joyful, dark times in his life, but he chose never to dwell on those times, to my knowledge. His most joyful times in later years were because of the presence of one particular woman in his life, his wife of 16 years, Lisa. Today, Dad and Lisa also celebrate their 16th wedding anniversary. Lisa, you have been companionship, friendship, life, and love to him. And your family was very special to him. I've told you before, but just as a reminder, and so everyone here can hear it, you were the one on whom he chose to place his affection, and you made him very happy. Thank you for being there for him. I can never adequately express my appreciation for the happiness and comfort that you brought to him in his final years. Dad, I love you very much. I'm glad I got the chance to tell you so while you were still here. I have tried my whole life to become the man I always thought you would want me to be and that you would be proud of. I always wanted to be just like you. I will miss you dearly. Tell Grandma and Joe Susan I said hi and that I love them. Lisa would wanted me to read a card that they got. It had an especially meaningful verse in the front. The greatest gifts of a marriage are these: blessings and joys and fond memories, comforting smiles and unselfish sharing, generous giving, the bond of true caring, the hopes of two hearts and all they're dreaming of, and knowing that each is the other's true love. As you walk through life together, hand in hand, live each day in the beautiful love God has given you to share.